USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A deadly tornado outbreak late yesterday continued overnight in Golden City, Missouri. Three people were killed. In Jefferson City, Missouri, they're still assessing the damage.
Everything from debris from a rooftop into the street, uprooted trees. We've had damage to vehicles, roofs of businesses. There are several businesses on our south side that are trying to assess how much damage there is to the buildings.
That's Jefferson City Police Lieutenant David Williams. At least 80 tornadoes have broken out since Monday, and more bad weather is expected today, perhaps stretching as far east as the mid-Atlantic. The man known as the American Taliban, John Walker Lind, will be released from an Indiana prison today after doing 17 years of a 20-year sentence. He was captured in Afghanistan after the 9/11 attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Whether you're dreaming of a new patio or need to replace the deck, don't delay booking a pro for your projects. Their schedules tend to fill up quickly in the summer. And before you sign that contract, though, be sure to take time to research who you're hiring. Read reviews online, ask for references, and always get at least 3 bids. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Ace. The best time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grills and accessories $3.99 and up from our store right to your door. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale happening now only at Ace.
Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Propane tank not included.
President Trump slamming Dems after walking out of a meeting yesterday concerning infrastructure. Trump tweeting that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer will never be able to see or understand the great promise of the country. Trump reportedly angry about the remark Pelosi made earlier yesterday, alleging that Trump was engaged in a cover-up. Attorney Michael Avenatti has been charged by federal prosecutors now with defrauding adult film star Stormy Daniels, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
He faces one count of wire fraud and one count of aggravated identity theft, and up to 22 years in prison if convicted of those charges. Daniels is not named in the indictment, but a federal law enforcement official said that she is the client prosecutors claimed that Avenatti defrauded.
Celebrity chef Mario Batali is due in a court today to face a criminal charge of indecent assault. And this is USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st. Rated R. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's claiming that Russian President Vladimir Putin out-prepared President Trump during a key meeting in Germany. Tillerson said it left the U.S. at a disadvantage during the first series of talks back when Tillerson was Secretary of State. The former oil executive was testifying behind closed doors before a House committee yesterday and reportedly said that they'd walked into that meeting with Putin expecting an exchange of courtesies, but it quickly became a two-hour-plus discussion involving geopolitical issues and that the lack of Trump's preparation created an unequal footing. Trump issued a statement after Tillerson spoke at that hearing and said he was perfectly prepared for the meeting and that the U.S. did very well at it. A pilot for American Airlines pleading not guilty after being accused of murdering three people in Kentucky in 2015. Christian Martin appeared in a courtroom for arraignment yesterday, accused of killing three neighbors. Martin was arrested earlier this month while preparing to fly a jet out of Louisville for an American airline affiliate. Martin's now being held in jail without bond. And a new survey says about half of all Americans admit using swimming pools as communal bathtubs. The survey done by Water Quality and Health Council showing 48% of those surveyed say they do use a pool as a substitute for showering, even after exercise or yard work. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.